Golf Show on ESPN 1000. You're listening to WMVP Chicago and WTBC HD2 Chicago. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, talking all things in the world of golf with you. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. And we are live at the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center up in Rosemont. So come on out, say hello. We'll be here for another hour. Then it's Peggy and Dion from 11 to 1 right here on ESPN 1000. So let's head on out now to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, and it is two-time U.S. Open champion and ESPN golf analyst Andy North joining us right now. And right on cue as somebody sinks the long putt, Andy North joins us on the Jersey Mike's hotline. Good morning, Andy. We're missing you out here at the Chicago Golf Show, my friend.
Yeah, I sure wish I could be there, but unfortunately, I'm down at Pinehurst.
Unfortunately.
It's not the worst place to be. I know I'm not going to get any sympathy. But we've got the USGA annual meeting this week, so we've got a lot of golf's important people down here as far as future sites and other championships, so it's a great week to get a lot of work done and really move forward in what we're trying to get done at the USGA.
Well, Andy, it's so good to have you. Even if we couldn't have you here in person, it's so good to have you on the line with us. And again, I'm going to remind people, I know Andy North as a 1967 CDGA Junior Match Play Champion.
There you go.
As well as a two-time U.S. Open champ. But, Andy, two times, Cherry Hills, 1978, 1985 at Oakland Hills. Any golf course that ends in the word hills, you must apparently like. Which Open?
Well, I thought that when we went to Shinnecock Hills, that didn't work very well there. So
that's true.
It went downhill quickly there. But it's fun to win. Obviously, it's even more fun to win on great venues, and I think that's the essence of great championships, that you look at the list of winners and you look at the places that the championships have been played, and that means a lot. And, as you mentioned earlier, I was lucky enough to play a bunch of really great courses growing up in the Chicago district, and the junior events that they had back in my day were amazing. And, it's fun to be involved in golf and see where it's gone, and hopefully we can continue a great direction for it.
And with your two Open wins, and not that we have a chance to meet a lot of people that win twice the U.S. Open, the biggest major of them all, but which one means the most to you, the first one or the second one? Because the second one puts you in elite company, but the first one, hey, it's the first.
Well, I think they were so different. The 18 months to 2 years leading up to the first win at Cherry Hills, I really played a lot of really good golf. I won for the first time at Westchester, and after Westchester, I had a couple of second place finishes. I actually finished in second the week before I played at the Open. Your career was going in a direction. I just assumed my next big step was to win a major championship. 85 was completely different. I'd gone through two or three years of injuries, operations, not playing great, being ripped every time somebody talked about you in the media. So it was really a totally different deal. But obviously they both mean so much, but they were completely different championships.
Andy North, our guest here on the CDGA Golf Show. And it's so tough to win a tournament, let alone a major. But what is it, especially when you're starting to break through, where do you learn that gear of, you always hear about learning how to win. How did you learn that lesson?
I think it starts at a younger age. I think, you look at so many of the tour players, they've been successful at every level they play. I didn't start playing golf until I was 13 years old. So, to start winning tournaments when I was 15, 16, 17 was a big deal because I hadn't played that much, but I was a good athlete that played a lot of other sports. I think that, first of all, is very important for parents with kids. Make sure they play multiple sports, even if they aren't good at it. It's the lessons you can learn being a bad player on a good team where you're on the bench, or a good team, a good player on a bad team where you have to learn to deal with a lot of things that you don't get to have to deal with some other times. But the fact that, you know, you go through the process, and the process of being able to win at 13 years, even, you know, people ask, what's the most important win? It might have been first flight in the city junior at 14. You know, that it was your first win. It was the first time you've been in that kind of environment. But to be able to win at a younger age, and then as you go up levels, to be able to keep that consistency and keep that ability to contend and hopefully win.
So, Andy, I mean, your two majors, they were separated by 7 years. You see some of these guys now on the tour, and, like, they come out really hot, whether it's a Jordan Spieth or a Colin Morikawa, and then they hit a wall. And even to a degree, we've kind of seen it from a major standpoint with Rory McIlroy as well, who's gone over a decade at this point. What do you think leads to that, and how do you get over that hump?
Well, I think, first of all, it's hard to win. You know, I think, you know, Tiger Woods has messed it up for an awful lot of people. That, you know, there's a lot of young players out there that think, well, heck, I can win 3-4 times a year. Tiger won 8, you know, or 9 or 7 or whatever. It's hard to win. If you're a guy that's lucky enough to play 20 years on tour and you could average one win a year, you're a Hall of Famer. So winning's tough. And then you get a guy like a Rory, for example, that had great success early. He's had a ton of chances to win majors. It just hasn't happened. You know, a bad break. I mean, last year's U.S. Open at Pinehurst is a perfect example. Rory played great all week long. It looked like he was going to win. He misses a four-footer on the last hole. Bryson gets an up and down on a 1-in-100 chance out of a bunker 50 yards short of the green. And that's how Rory loses. You know, he could have easily won. So, again, winning is really, really hard. And, you know, sometimes you get a point in your career where you start to get satisfied and you're busy doing other things. Your kids are growing up and you're spending more time chasing them around. You know, life changes, and that's why you've got to take advantage of it when you can.
So, Andy, you know, we've seen this, you know, surge of young players just stepping out of college or out of the amateur ranks and then being so successful so early. What players in this day and age make Andy North go, whoa, wait a minute, I want to watch that guy? Who's that guy that Andy turns Andy North's head?
Yeah, that guy is Ludwig Åberg. He, to me, he is the essence of what golf is today. And he's long, he's strong, he's got a beautiful short game. He's got a gorgeous golf swing that's so repeatable that it doesn't look like he ever can hit a poor shot. And I think the biggest thing, he plays fast. You know, let's all you kids out there watch this guy play. He takes one practice swing, steps up and hits it, doesn't have a lot of discussion. He just plays golf. And I think that's what I love so much about his game, is that he's going to be a great player for a long time, and he's going to have great success under pressure because he just plays, and I think that's really important.
You see a major in his future this year?
I would be shocked if he's not in the mix at least a couple of times this year, and I'd be shocked if he doesn't win one in the next couple of years.
I mean, to you, how impressive was it, his Masters debut, and he's in it on Sunday? I mean, Amen Corner kind of ate up everybody except for Scottie Scheffler, but just to be where he was on Sunday, how impressive when you're making your Masters debut at a course like that?
Well, and it's a golf course that you really need to play it a few times under competition to get an understanding of it. But that just shows what an unbelievable talent he is. So he's going to have a lot of fun playing golf. I mean, I've sat on air more than a few times that if he was a stock, I'd be loading up, because it's going to be a great future for him.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we're here at the golf show. There is all kinds of technology, sims and launch monitors and all this different stuff going on. But we've got this booth. It's called Northway Technologies, right over my right shoulder. And I've got Daryl and Brian and the whole crew here.
So, yeah, good luck. Right.
Yeah. But tell the CDGA members, what is going on with this Northway technology that we are going to be a beta test site with Andy North?
Yeah, first of all, we really want to thank you and your leadership and the opportunity to crawl in bed with us and see if we can make this work. To explain the app, it's a golf app, and we know there's a lot of golf apps out there. We've worked a couple of years on this. We're getting really, really close to launching it. They promised me we'll have it launched before the Masters, but we'll see. I think there's a good chance that's going to happen. But what it is, it's a golf app that does everything all the other golf apps do, plus we've added some other things that we think are going to be really cool. But the biggest thing is my voice is going to be used. So if you walk down the fairway, you get to your tee shot, and you say, hey, Andy, what do I have? And I'll come back. It's 165 yards. It's into a 6-mile-an-hour wind. It's 4 yards uphill. I think, you know, based on your past performances, you probably should play a 5-iron. And the more shots you put into this system, the more perfect it's going to get. And we've even messed around a little bit that you can have the nice, polite Andy, or might have the sarcastic Andy, you know, depending on how you go. It's like, hey, Mike, you've tried to hit an 8-iron for 150 yards the last 7 times. You come up short every time. How about parking your ego and hit a 7? You
know? And you might have to tell me that.
Well, you know, golf's supposed to be fun. And so many of the technology inventions that we've come up with just makes it more complicated. We're trying to make this more fun, simple, and help you to be a better player and enjoy the game more, and that's what you're out there for.
Andy North with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Now, since you've been playing, obviously this is a major step up in technology, but what was like the one piece of technology from your playing days to now where it just kind of blew your mind that that's something that is a part of the everyday game?
Well, I think, you know, there's been so much. The golf club and golf ball have changed so much. I mean, that's obviously really, really important. But I look at these young players and the use of technology and the launch monitor, whatever type it is. And there's some, you know, real inexpensive ones. There's some very expensive ones. But if you have that ability to have the use of one of those and see that, you know, the path of your golf swing, the spin rate, you know, what your launch angle is. You know, you can tweak a lot of the things you do in your golf swing to help create maximum launch angle, maximum spin rates, and that's going to help your game. One, you can get longer. Two, you can improve the technical part of your game, understanding how you deliver the club to the ball based on so many of the numbers you can get from some of these machines. So I think that's probably been one of the biggest helpers for people if they understand how to use it. So often, just because you're using technology, if you don't know how to use it, it can mess you up too. So it's understanding the technology you're using and is it going to be valuable for what I need out of it. That's important.
You know, and with the technology that you guys are bringing with this Northway app, you know, I was just watching a father showing his son the Illinois State Amateur Championship trophy, showing him through all the different names and the different players that you can recognize because they're on tour. But I look at this young man and I think about your app, and what a great way for a kid to go to the range by himself and have Andy literally in his right pocket asking him how to do things. And I think that is going to be the big game changer in your app versus anything that's out there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really important. And in doing it in a fun way, and, you know, there's so much confusion, and there's so many different ways you can play this game. But if you've got good techniques, you know, if you think back, how many great players haven't had good grips, haven't had good setups, haven't had good ball position? That's the important stuff. It's not the 23 different movements you can make on your backswing or the 32 movements you want on your downswing. If you can get, I was lucky, I was taught by a great pro in the CDGA area, Lee Milligan, out at Barrington Hills. And he was so strong on its ball position, its alignment, its setup, its rhythm in your golf swing. Things that aren't terribly technical that you don't have to be a great athlete to be able to do. You just have to be able to do it over and over and over again. And I think add on to that, the most important thing a young player can do to try to become a good player is you can get all the teaching and all the help you want, but you have to understand how to apply that. And you have to understand what works for you. Just because Tiger did it doesn't mean it's going to work for me. But there's some things I do that's not going to work for somebody else. But understanding yourself, understanding what you need to do to be the best player you can be, that's how you become a good player.
Well, and I think to your point too, Andy, I mean, the best player on tour right now maybe has the worst footwork of anyone on tour right now with Scottie Scheffler.
It's different. It may not be the
exactly.
worst, it's just different.
You wouldn't get that advice from a...
for Scottie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't want to teach your 12-year-old to do that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What
makes him so impressive, and how does he make that work, too?
Well, Scottie obviously is an unbelievable talent, first of all. He's an unbelievably hard worker. And he has that ability. And there's a lot of different golf swings and different movements you can make. But if you have that ability to be able to square the club up at the ball every single time, that is the secret of golf. And he does that exceptionally well. He's as solid a ball striker as we have in our game today. If you look at his numbers over the last couple of years, they're very close to what we saw Tiger at his best. And if you can learn how to strike the ball well, you can figure out a lot of this other stuff. But if you can't hit the ball in the club face, you've got no idea how to play golf. You can be the greatest putter in the world, but if you never get a birdie putt, it's not going to help you. So you've got to be able to get it around. And he is such a good driver of the golf ball. He's the best iron player we have in the game, and he's really becoming an amazing pitcher of the ball. I thought 5 or 6 years ago he was just an average pitcher and chipper. He's turned into a great pitcher and chipper. And the weeks he putts well, he wins by a lot. The weeks he putts average, he still has a chance to win. I mean, he's by far the best player in the world right now.
Well, and I can certainly say this. If I had Andy North in my pocket when I was growing up as a junior player, I would probably be where the senior tour is this weekend. But because I didn't, I'm here sitting next to you, which is still great, I might add. But
just born in the wrong era.
Just born in the wrong era. I just needed to be more
technical. We all were born in the wrong era.
So, Andy, is there anything you can share that CDGA members can look forward to coming out of Northway in the next short term? Or is there anything you can share
today? I think the big thing is that the communication between us and you, Mike, and thank you again for all you're doing to get this information to your members, that there'll be, once it's launched, you're going to be the first to get it. You're going to have the opportunity to try it and hopefully help us make it better. But at the same time, you know, try it. And if you like it, man, have some fun with it. And that's what we're looking for here. This is all about improving your enjoyment on the golf course, improving your social networking on the golf course. One thing that we're excited about in the near future, that once we get it out there, we're going to add, and it's a social aspect of this app, that you can be sitting in your office working, and let's say you've got four buddies that are on a golf trip someplace. You can follow them on the app. You can add comments to their round as they're playing it. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Well, on behalf of the 112,000-plus CDGA members, we are honored and privileged to be able to work with you to make this app something special and to make it – oh, and as we're signing off with
another
hole-in-one.
There
we go.
Yep.
But, Andy, thank you so much. This is going to be an epic year for both Northway and the CDGA and our membership.
Well, we really appreciate it. We look forward to the members having fun with this, and hopefully – it helps you get another 50,000 members.
That's the goal.
There we go.
Andy North,
thanks, guys.
Two-time
really
U.S. Open champion. Thank you so much. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. When we come back, we'll spin around, tell you what's going on at the Cognizant, some other stories from throughout the week, including Florida Gator fighting a Florida Gator.
Gator on Gator.
All that coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Live at the Chicago Golf Show in Rosemont. As we continue to chug along here, and another funny moment from the Cognizant, and I think it's something that if you've golfed, especially if you've maybe not as much around here,
yeah, but, hopefully not around here,
but you've had your run-ins with nature on the course.
Oh, yes.
And that was what happened with Billy Horschel, who, a former player at the University of Florida, Florida Gator himself, had to fend off a gator on the course during his round. And it looked like he had had this run-in before. He was a vet of the craft.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you right now, for us up here in the Midwest, we don't see these things very often. And when you do, they will freak you out. But a guy like Billy, he's obviously a Florida Gator himself. So growing up and being in Florida, he must understand these creatures of sort, if you will. But there would be no way I would do what he did.
No.
There's just no way.
Not a chance I'm approaching it.
Yeah. And so my good friend, CEO of Tour Edge, David Glaude, he played down at Florida Southern. And on his first day of practice and tryouts, he told me the story about they explained how to run away from an alligator if it does come after you. I mean, they are afraid of humans, but when they get to a certain age, they're no longer afraid. And that's when they need to be removed.
So did they teach the zigzag?
The zigzag.
I've heard that's outdated now.
Really?
Yeah.
They must be have Barry Sander type Crocs out there. But I don't know. I never want to be in a position because those things can go up to, I guess, 30 miles an hour if they really want to go for it. But, geez. So, I mean, as funny as that is, that could have been, I don't even want to think
can
about
it. Can you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
What's like the craziest thing that you've encountered, like animal-wise?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it was. It was in the spring, and we were playing over at the Village Links, and a ball went near the water, and I walked over. Well, I didn't realize that's the season when they lay their eggs, those Canadian geese.
Oh, yeah.
I mean to tell you, I had it look like a flock coming at me 100 miles an hour, and they weren't stopping. And I had to hit the deck, and they came right over, and they wanted to come after me because I guess I was near the nest, and I just didn't know it. And, woof, boy, did I almost get bitten a few different times, for sure. That was the closest thing I've come to really being afraid for myself on the golf course.
Geese are some of the meanest
animals
out there.
Nasty.
I mean, they are, yeah. I think nasty is the best way to put it. Geese, I mean, the way that's it's good to have, like, a club.
Yes.
Always, like, and especially, like, I feel like geese definitely one of the more prevalent animals that you'll find up here.
No doubt.
That you'll deal with.
And when I lived in Kiowa down doing the Ryder Cup for a couple of years, I then got to know how these alligators work and whatnot. And believe it or not, there was a day that we had a 12-footer that came on the Jack Nicklaus course, and it was not budging for anybody. And so in doing so, they had to bring out a person who takes care of these things. And once he arrived, that gator knew, and he knew his days were numbered, and it was curtains for him. That's what they have to do. They have to remove them, and then they are also in charge of taking care of it in terms of, you know, the products and the meat and all the rest of it. It's pretty, it's all on the level. It's pretty cool.
What are the birds? Ron Cassidy, who's sitting behind us, would know. What are the birds that they warn you about around here, too?
Oh, it's got like the black sparrows.
Yes. It's got like the colorful wing,
the
too.
Little orange right there. Mm-hmm. If you come across one of those when you're on the golf course, go the other direction. Just go the other. Those are nasty birds.
Yeah.
So our problem up here in Chicago, it mainly is what's flying around us.
Yeah.
Not what's on the ground.
Yeah. There was, I remember I was playing at Chick Evans one time, too, and there's the one hole, I forget what hole number it is, but you're crossing over the Des Plaines River there,
yes.
And you just see a turtle popping its head up and down, up and down right there. So that's one. And then when I was in school, and I'm sure people get it all the time here, but deer were very prevalent there. And those are ones you got to be careful with, too.
Yeah, the deer, especially when you go up north. Like when we go to Tullymore, for example, the amount of deer. Oh, there's another. But the amount of deer that you see around those places, it's amazing. And, in fact, when you're at resort places, those animals actually become desensitized in a sense that they'll come up and eat out of your hand. And I'm not suggesting you want to do that.
Yeah.
But I watch it happen, and I just wonder if we're going to be going to the hospital here soon with a missing digit. But you do got to be careful. But rule of thumb, and what Billy Horschel did is he had a golf club with him. You do not want to approach any wildlife without a formidable tool in your hand.
Yeah. Real quick, let's take Sean. He's in Mokina. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, guys. A couple of years ago, there was a segment on TV where a golfer was walking down the fairway. And I believe it was Smiley Kaufman, he and his caddy. So he came up, saw this alligator sitting on the side of a pond, and freaked out. Bolted like he got caught smoking in the bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But then following behind him was a golfer, and thanks to your producer for this nod, Cody Gribble. This guy walks up to him with his hands in his pocket, takes one hand out, smacks the tail of the alligator, forcing it to jump in the water. He smacked it with his hand.
They did. That's a great
insane call.
Absolutely
insanity.
Yeah, you've jogged my memory on that. Thank you, Sean, and have a good one. It's crazy. So it's a different beast down there for sure.
Yeah,
I think
when you grow up south of the Mason-Dixon line, I think alligators become like mosquitoes.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
big mosquitoes that they are. All right, when we come back, we'll talk with Tim Clark from Tour Edge to get us everything that we need to know about what's happening in the Tour Edge world and how the gear there and the equipment there is transforming. So we'll do all that when we come back. This segment has been brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan live at the Chicago Golf Show in Rosemont. Come on out, say hello. We're hanging out here for another 25 or so minutes. Then we'll make way for Peggy and Dion from 11 to 1 right here at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. And we're pleased now to be joined by the president of Tour Edge, Tim Clark, who joins us live here at the Chicago Golf Show. And Tim, it's a pleasure to have you here, and obviously, as someone who works in the golf industry, you step foot in here, and it is, boy, like it just hits you like a sack of bricks that golf season is here.
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, it's funny. I always joked around about the PGA show being the opening day for golf when all the equipment comes, but there's no doubt with our delayed weather, this is definitely opening day for golf, and it being Chicago yesterday, when I was walking around, I was like, you could almost play golf yesterday. And then, of course, today we got a real dose of reality again that we're probably a good 45 days away.
Well, let's not hope
all
that
right,
long.
Maybe 15.
There you go. I like that. But now we are wearing everything that we own. Yes, we are. But, you know, Tim, Tyler's a young guy. He doesn't understand what kind of legend you are within this industry. You have had a most decorated career. Tell us a little bit about the resume of Tim Clark and what value and experience you are now bringing to David Glod. Because I look at you and David are going to be a dynamic duo when you are together now changing this thing.
Yeah, I will say I was super excited about the opportunity to join David. But, I have had a... You know, sometimes it's legendary, sometimes it's long, depending on your term you want to use, Mike. But, so 27 years with Wilson Golf, 17 as the president, and, you know, was really responsible for the turnaround of Wilson Golf. They were bleeding money, and so when I took over back in 2006, the job was to get it back to profitability. And so that meant getting younger, getting cooler. During my tenure, we had four major wins. Obviously, Padraig Harrington had three, and Gary Woodland you know, great guy that I signed. Actually, I see across the way, Andrew Price is one of his good buddies. They were college roommates, so I've met Andrew a few times. So those are the things that happened. But I think the biggest thing we did at Wilson is we really got disciplined. What I love about this Tour Edge opportunity is it's not a turnaround, guys. This is a very successful brand that makes world-class stuff. When I got to Wilson and got the top job, we really were lagging in performance equipment. We were known as a cheap Walmart brand, and so we had a big hill to climb to get to respectability. I look at this opportunity to really work with David and accelerate his business. You know, he's been in business 40 years, and even this last year, we've won, you know, some great third-party awards, right? My Golf Spy gave us the Iron of the Game Improvement of the Iron Year in the 723 Exotics, and then we come back with the most accurate driver in the latest driver test. These third-party endorsements, guys, they're hard to get, and when you do get them, you have to capitalize on them.
100%.
But it's a real credit to what David does. So,
oh, yeah.
And then in between there, I had a stop with Perry Ellis, where I ran Callaway Apparel and Original Penguin. And so, you know, the guys I signed at Perry have had a good couple weeks. Jake Knapp just had a 59 yesterday. And Campbell
won.
So they've had good 2 weeks. Yeah. So, you know, I've had a blessed life in this industry. I think, you know, I'm very grateful that David gave me the call and gave me this opportunity to join his team. And one thing I will say, they probably have the best back-of-house operation in golf. I mean, from service. I mean, 48-hour turnaround on custom fit. Nobody does that. Lifetime warranty on product. There we go. Another Tour Edge putter. There we go.
Yeah, Tour Edge putter.
Tour Edge putter out the door. Just
pouring them in.
Get the trial going.
Yeah.
So those are great things. And the thing I'm most proud about, and this is something that I think is great, is that, you know, it's an American-owned brand, and it all the clubs, performance clubs, are assembled in the United States. And to me, that's great because, you know, Onta Sports bought Wilson a few years ago. That's a China holding now. And, you know, for me, it was kind of weird to work for the Chinese a little bit. So it's nice to transition back to a 100% American brand.
Well, and to your point, you know, David, I think, is one of the best designers of equipment around. And his equipment has such quality to it. I look at what you have done in the past and put you two together. What experience do you think you can bring to David to push Tour Edge up to the level of a Titleist or beyond?
Yeah, and to me, it's always about the plan, right? So, you know, this is where David and I spent some time before I joined. And number one is, what do you want to be when you grow up? Whether that's 1, 3, or 5 years down the road, you got to progress on a plan. And so, the biggest thing for me is we have to grow our front of glass business. Which, when I say that, that's why we're excited to be here. We need to move a little bit from the legacy thinking that it's about selling stuff in. It's no. There goes another one.
Man, hot over there.
I'm on fire. I'm going to have a hat trick.
You can't leave.
I can't leave. We'll have no putters left. We've got to slow it down. But yeah, the reality is that plan's critical, and so where we're really focused is on getting our product consumer centric. You got to talk to consumers. That's why being at these types of shows is really important. The old way of the golf industry was really about selling it in and getting a partner to take it. But now you got to get some, you know, emotional connection. I mean, you know, we're launching our social media. We're hiring a position for that. So we're changing a lot of things that will be very helpful to the company long term. But at the end of the day, everything starts with products, guys. You know that, right?
Yep.
80% of golf rounds are played at the same golf course. So
that's right.
If I give you a driver and you can't get it over the creek that you always get it over, I will be dead to you for 10 years. You will not try anything I give you. It's just reality. So we have to always keep that in mind.
100%.
So from the time that you started at Wilson, and Tim Clark, president of Tour Edge, with us here on the CDGA Golf Show, from the time you started at Wilson to where it is now, how blown away are you by the way that the technology with clubs and apparel and all that stuff has changed?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it has moved on at such a quick clip. You know, the artificial intelligence has probably been the biggest changer for every golf company, really, and that's widening the sweet spot. But, yeah, if you look at the performance of drivers, I mean, the biggest change in golf, and Mike, you know this, is really when the solid core golf ball came at the performance level. So when tour players went from hitting wound golf balls to actually hitting solid core, they spin as much around the green, but they're much straighter off the tee because you don't get that that side-to-side spin. So that changed the game immensely. Obviously, the driver faces have been optimized. The biggest change that I think I've seen is just the fitness of the tour player, right? I mean, you go back. I mean, to the John Daly was with Wilson when I was there. John, I don't not a big gym guy, but
not a big gym guy. I think he doesn't even know how to spell it.
You're probably right, Mike. But boy, he could hit the ball a long way, right? Yeah. So the game is changing. Like when you look at take a Gary Woodland, who just an all American dude.
Yeah.
He looks, we filmed a show called Driver Driver at Wilson, and we had Gary on with Brian Urlacher on a segment, right? And they're the same size. That just wasn't the game when I grew up. So the size and strength of the player, but the equipment, no doubt, the speeds of the face and optimizing it to a much wider area has been very good. The high MOI products have given a average player a better chance to have a good golf experience. So equipment continues to move, and obviously, we got some things going on with the USGA with the ball rollback and this distance thing. I think, it's going to be tricky.
Yeah. Well, when you say AI as a big part of this, what do you mean by that, and how is that impacting? Is that more like product design, or
it's in product design? And when I say I shouldn't use that term. It really has moved into a simulation thing, and that really is technically in golf equipment what AI is. It's simulation at a very high rate of speed through computers, through where you want to get the face to be fastest, and these iterations run and run. So you can do two extremely different products that you develop, one maybe for a player and one for a game improvement, right? And you put these into the system, and that simulation will take you to a product that is best for both of those players, something that wasn't around back in my early days.
And I was going to say, to that point, I think that's where Tour Edge separates itself between, the game improvement iron, but you also have the irons for the solid, single-digit or even scratch players.
Well, it's funny. We just filmed. I was down in Boca with Bernard Langer, who's playing in his 41st Masters.
He's amazing.
He's such a gentleman. And I was blessed to have Padraig Harrington on my staff in my Wilson tenure, who's another amazing human being. But I will tell you, Mr. Langer was nothing short of spectacular. Spent the full day with us. We're filming a little background on his Masters experience that we'll be using for some promotional and social activities. But this guy has over 140 worldwide wins.
That's amazing.
Think about that, guys. Yeah. I mean,
and the best part about it is he set the record playing Tour Edge equipment.
He has, yes.
And that guy, ever since he signed on with you guys, has just been amazing. And I actually, David let me have a chance to hit the irons that he and Bernard designed specific for him. I flushed the first 7-iron. I said, I think I want one. And then all of a sudden I hit the next one. I said, no, I think I'll stay with my 723s.
There you go. Yeah.
No, but like I said, that's probably the best part about golf. Mike, you've been in the game. I mean, you're a young man, but you're around the game. Is the quality of people that are in this sport are probably second to none. And, to have a guy like Bernard Langer being your lead ambassador, that's a pretty special thing. And like I said, when you think about 41 Masters tournaments, and he missed last year's because of his Achilles, right?
So, and he came back in record time.
He came back in record time, and then he won the Tour Championship. I mean, so this guy is, like I said, he's 67. He's as fit as a 30-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He is. He really is.
Crazy.
So I got a question. When you bring a club to market with the technology that we have today, is it easier today or is it more difficult today?
That's a great question, Mike. I think it depends on the target audience. The game improvement stuff is usually iteration, so it's a little easier. So when you get an award-winning E723, when you got to make that a little better, that's not hard to do, right? But what's hard is the tour guy, right? If you want Bernard to play something, that's going on for 24, 36 months trying to get that product to look right, the visual cues, obviously the flight characteristics, the distance control. So it's just a different game. So there's kind of two ends of that spectrum. But I will say, I think this is an exciting time for the golf industry. Yeah. Obviously, the COVID boom has carried over with rounds staying very
100%.
High.
Oh, yeah.
So the game's in a very good spot, and I think all of us that are in it, you know, I've been in it some lean times, as you have, Mike. We're very blessed to be on this little bit of a ride.
100%. 100%.
How would you, in talking about the post-COVID boom, how do you stand out now when the audience is as vast as it is and the consumer market is as vast as it is?
You know, and that's the big advantage that we have at Tour Edge, is that we actually make world-class products for players of all levels. So if you want to buy a set for your kids, we do the junior sets right. David does them right.
That's awesome.
He does them by size. Mm-hmm. So that's the, you know, that's that, and it's a very fair. There we go.
There's your hat
trick. Patrick, I feel like I'm at the United Center, guys. but that's what he does well. Our package sets are titanium drivers. So if you're going to start and you're a new golfer, which is the question, we know we can give you something you can have a good experience with. And if you're a touring pro and you want to play great, Exotics does that. So we're in a nice position right now because prices have exploded during this era, this whole COVID thing. And when you look at drivers at $699, our award-winning, E725 is $399. So we're giving you a world-class product at a price that actually hits middle America.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, and you mentioned it earlier, they're built here. But where they're forged and where the investment cast is all done, it's where all the other manufacturers go. It's just David's design. So the quality is as good or better than Titleist or better than TaylorMade.
Absolutely.
And here's the beauty of it, and you said it earlier, 100% lifetime guarantee. So if you've got kids growing up in this sport, get them into Tour Edge, and that's all my kids play. And you know what? It's just brand loyalty. But a Batavia-based company, if you got a problem, just drive down the street.
Yes. And the nice thing about that warranty is we don't get a lot of problems. So
I
can tell you the reason. When I first heard he had I didn't know he had a lifetime. I'm like, are you crazy? I'd have bankrupt my own company.
So Tim, if
there's a war, man, I'm having a game. We're gonna have no putters left, Mike.
So when. Yeah, I'm going to let this horn go off here. At the end of the day, when you're done here at Tour Edge, you will know you've done the job perfectly the way you want it. You hit your goal. When what happens?
That's a great question, Mike. I think number one is, I think when we have a more youthful brand image, and not saying we're going to shy away from the senior player because Bernard Langer is worth his weight in gold. But what I want to do is I want to be able to talk to the young player and give them a reason. Now, we have a strategy. We're not going to go from, the senior tour to the college market, but we do need to move down into maybe that 30, 40-year-old player. And so we're going to do that. We got some strategies there. The second thing is, the business is – the products are too good. I would say that Tour Edge, when my tenure is over, I would be – disappointed if the business is not doubled, and I think that's a very
awesome.
reasonable request. We're focusing right now on Chicago. That's why we love being at this show. Our goal is to be a Chicago player. Like you said, pros can come in. You guys are killing me. I didn't hear any horns. I was listening to your segments. There's no horns going. I sit down and the horn doesn't stop blowing.
They're having fun here at the convention.
It's good. But, yeah, so double in the business. And then, like I said, we got plans in place. And owning Chicago, because I think with us, you hit it on the head. You can come to our facility if you got a problem. Pros can come in and bring them into our studio for fittings.
It's so cool up
there.
It's
a great facility. And so we are working on that. We're working on bigger distribution. when I say distribution, that's green grass doors. We're tracking that. Obviously, we got big partners off course, and they're great. We're going to continue to work with them. But we got to start winning with the PGA Professional, and that's the focus as we move into 25.
Well, you mentioned Young. We want this guy to be playing Tour Edge equipment. I want him to go through a fitting experience.
You are my guest. Yes, that's please. It. You are because my guest. I would love to have you up.
They even designed a new cool logo.
I mean,
logo.
Yeah, that's a hell of
look
a logo
that.
You guys got,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
you know, we're actually, you know, and this is, and I give David a lot of credit. He's been very protective of his brand, right? And that's a good thing. And I came from Wilson where the logo changed every week. Right? It's like, Wilson, shield, no shield.
W, no W.
Whatever. It was constant. It was battle all the time. So what I like about it is he's very protective of the logo, but I will tease with this show in 25 as we move through the end of the season and get ready for a launch. You might see a little bit of a tweak on that to kind of give us – to make it more appealing to the youth. And that's ultimately the goal. We do not – we have a great brand for senior players, and we are going to give them a great golf experience. But that product that's for seniors works just as well for you. We just have to make it more appealing for you in our industrial designs.
Well, Tim, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking about the ever-changing industry of golf equipment.
Well, like I said, this is a heck of a show, man. The attendance is good, and I really appreciate you guys having me on. And like I said, hopefully the show is more successful each and every year, and we're honored to be part of it. Thank you.
Go sell some putters and stop giving them away.
Yeah, exactly. Let's buy who? I got to find somebody to buy a putter.
Yeah,
this is killing me.
Double this thing.
Tim Clark, president of Tour Edge, with us. We'll be back here on the CDGA Golf Show.
From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our Chicagoland locations today, live at the Chicago Golf Show. It's been the CDGA Golf Show. It's been fun. We'll be back again next year, and we'll be back on the air with you next week. Peggy and Dion coming up next. They'll be live here as well, 11 to 1. So come out here and check it all out. They'll be back in 2 minutes.